And for this fun little podcast, we venture all the way over to the land of Obama in Washington, D.C., as we talk about the Redskins and what is, I hope a lot of other people noticed, is your team.
That's right. That's my team. I don't know why I cut Dante Stallworth. Obviously, we don't need receivers.
I think you accidentally hit A instead of B on the controller, and it dropped instead of added.
Yeah, Oh, well. I'm hopefully 49ers will pick him up, and I'll help out the team I like better than my own team.
Yeah, but to be fair, do y'all need another wide receiver?
We don't.
Every time I turn around, you guys do one. But let's go back to those Redskins and the hot topic all summer long, whether you're a Redskins fan or not, whether you're even a football fan. If you flipped on ESPN or CBS Sports or anybody else that I can't think of right now, you
the
probably
drama
hear...
that is, yeah, exactly. RG3
and his knee. How's the knee? Well, he thinks he's going to be ready, and Mike Shanahan saying, well, I don't think so. He needs to quit talking. And it just, I mean, it almost reminded me of, it wasn't to this extreme, but it almost reminded me of Brian Cashman and A-Rod.
Right.
About how the player thinks he's going to come back or thinks there's a certain way that things are going to happen, and then the coach or the GM goes, he needs to quit talking.
And not that preseason says anything, but they're undefeated.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for a team that we talked about, this whole division could be 8-8, and they're all going to right around 8, 9, 10 wins. You know, maybe a little less, maybe a little more.
And just to give you a heads up, this past Saturday, the Redskins outgained Buffalo 452 yards to 155. And this was without RG3 and Kirk Cousins, because neither one of them took a single snap.
Yeah, that's true. Rex Grossman started.
Yeah.
Which, he is still on the roster, and so is Pat White. As of the current roster right now, they have four.
One of them will be cut. Yeah, one of them. This week's one of them's last week playing. I think they're going to keep three quarterbacks on there. We'll start, but Kirk Cousins is knocking on his door. He said, "If you want to get hurt, RG3, I'm here to win games."
Absolutely, and you know, like I was saying before, one of my favorite coaches of all time, John Gruden, has been quoted many times this week saying, you know, if I'm the coach of some other team in the league, I'm calling up Washington and saying, I need Kirk Cousins. Here's a first-round pick. And Gruden is a quarterback guy. He likes quarterbacks. And that's not saying this guy's going to be exceptional. It's not saying he's not. It's just for Gruden to come out and know him being a media representative, for him to say that and everybody's going to butt out, he still stands by it.
And I you know, to be honest with you, as much as I'd hate to see them get a good quarterback, Palmer's okay. Palmer's old. Cardinals would really benefit a lot from going out and getting Kirk Cousins.
You know, that's not a bad thought right there, actually.
I mean, that's a young team. He's a good quarterback. And, you know, we both know, we've seen from the bend-backable leg of RG3 that offensive line's not that good.
No.
So for Kirk Cousins to have done what he did with the team that he has when it comes to the Redskins, for both of those quarterbacks too, I mean, they're both really good. Nobody expected Cousins to do what we did. Would you as a owner or GM / would you, think about maybe giving Cousins the rings and saying, I mean, giving him the team and saying, what can we get for RG3?
Well, it's always a thought pattern. It's like, you know, being on a losing team in baseball and having two great pitchers. You got to think, do we try to build something out of that, or do we try to dangle them for other pieces we need later? But I think if I'm you, I guess, and I'm in charge of the Redskins here, I maybe throw out
just see you get each one. Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of throw it out like, if these guys were available,
what would you give me?
Yeah, what's it worth? And, you know, you're probably going to get, well, I can give you this draft pick or a couple draft picks or maybe this. But, you know, if somebody wants to drop a key player you may need, then you might have to think about it. But because their draft wasn't all that good this year. They picked up some decent players. Apparently they really like Florida State. They picked up a couple of them. But to me, in the sixth round, they stole Bakari Rambo, who can be the safety of the future. And this guy is just a ball hawk.
In all reality, me myself, I would stay away from Florida players, because they're not good NFL players.
They grabbed Jordy, the tight end, out of Florida in the third round.
So he ended up killing somebody. Okay, who else did they get?
We would hope not, but he seems like a more mild-mannered guy. But In the fifth round, they grabbed Chris Thompson, a running back out of Florida State. Mm-hmm. Also grabbed Brandon Jenkins in the same round, defensive out of Florida State.
Okay, okay.
So they like Florida players, you know. It could be, you know, maybe they see something there, or maybe they're just grabbing players on the board at the time. But, you know, they've added some decent pool, didn't really lose. I mean, they lost E.J. Biggers, but at the same time, they added that, so.
And they placed Philip Thomas, the rookie, the safety rookie, on injured reserve.
Yeah.
And they also put Keenan Robinson on injured reserve, a linebacker. So that defense, which wasn't all that great from the get go, is getting. I mean, they tried to go out and get a couple young guys in last year's draft, this year's draft, and so far both of them have failed.
Well, but to me, their defense is just a handful of players, and it's the big names, but they're the playmakers that, when healthy, could make this team kind of gel together. They're good enough to make up for the few holes in the boat they have. And that's
the big name on that is Kerrigan. He's a beast.
I wasn't even going to go that route, but that's one I overlooked, which is my fault. Ryan, please don't send any hate mail. If you do, send it to Sports Club. I was going to say London Fletcher or Brian Arakbo, who's finally healthy. You got D'Angelo Hall, who, even though his attitude's kind of all over the place, the guy can intercept a ball from anywhere.
I've always liked Hall.
I always liked him, too. I thought the Falcons did themselves a disservice letting him go. But I understand. Yes. It happens. And then the safety, they got Brandon Merriweather. I think this guy's going to – he's always going to be – a great center fielder out there that it keeps you from throwing to his side.
Yes, I like Merriweather too. I liked him. He ain't been around that long. What, 2-3 years? Am I right or am I wrong?
He has been around. If I can get the stat guy here to give me that stat, he's around six. He's in his sixth year, I believe.
Wow. Well, I'm saying he still plays like he's a young guy with all that energy. I like Merriweather.
Conveniently, another Florida guy. Well, yeah, Florida guy, but
yeah, Florida's Florida.
Back from the state.
Right.
But just, you know, we've kind of brushed over stuff. You know, clearly, you know, Fred Davis is a good tight end, and Pierre Garçon is always going to pull down a lot of passes. Alfred Morris has breakout year last year at running back. And, I mean, is he due for a bigger breakout, or is it the same, or is he going to be a little less?
I think he's going to be about the same, you know, I mean, cause that offense is still, you can say what you want about the Redskins defense, but their offense is stacked. Pierre Garçon or, Peter Boy,
culture lesson.
Right? Josh culture lesson. He's a great wide receiver, that they were smart enough to pick up from Indianapolis a couple years ago.
Santana Moss, Joshua Morgan, Lynn Hankerson. I mean, they're stacked receiver.
Team. Yes, they are. And tight end Fred Davis.
Oh yeah.
He's impressive too. If you're a tight end and you got a last name of Davis, hey, there you go. That's what it is. But yeah, they're a nice offense, defense. They still got to work on. It's going to take a year or two.
Yeah, definitely so. I mean, overall, like I said earlier, we were talking this whole division, everybody's going to be right around, we think right around the 500 mark pretty much. So, you know, looking at their schedule quick, what do you got out of them?
I see, you know, same thing last couple shows I've talked about. They go to the AFC West, and they're going to lose to the Broncos. That's just what the Broncos do. They could beat them, but the Broncos are a team to beat. Because what works out against them is that they don't catch the Broncos in that first 6 weeks where a couple of the other teams do this division. Because the first 6 weeks, as we know, what's his name? Yeah, he's out. He's not going to be in. He's suspended.
Yep.
They're catching Von Miller 2 games coming back. So I have a feeling that Denver's going to beat him crooked.
Could be.
Yeah, so.
And, they actually play your 49ers in week 12, so, you know,
and 3 weeks later they got the Falcons.
Yep, in Atlanta.
Yes.
Buy your tickets now, Falcons fans.
Right, that's gonna be a good game. That's gonna be a real good game.
Oh yeah.
But I see them 8-8 to 10-6 also. This whole division's 8-8 to 10-6. This is the one exception where if the quarterback goes down, they're screwed. Cause if the quarterback goes down, Kirk Cousins comes in and says, I can still run this too. Remember, I won a playoff game.
Yep. It's very true.
He's got as many playoff wins as Matt Ryan.
Once again, you can send your hate mail directly to the show at jbatsportsclub@gmail.com. I believe Bill loves to read those.
Yes, put my name on it.
Yeah. Billy loves to read those. I accounted for so many over the years, probably. But actually have them. I mean, worst case scenario, if the wheels fall off, if the defense doesn't step up, and you know, if it becomes an Alfred Morris only show, I got them worst case scenario 6 wins, but I think they could be up to 8. I'm gonna go kind of in the middle of that. I'm gonna say 7-9. They're third or fourth in this division to me. It's still the Giants' world, and they're just living in it right now.
Understandable.
But that's going to do it for us. I'm Jeremy, and for Daniel, this has been the Redskins preview. We'll see you guys next time around for Cowboys.
All right.
Okay, so the blue wire goes into the yellow one, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.